Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. When it comes to grilling out, this next person takes the crown, but his favorite football team is the king at letting him down. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Man, I've become that parent.
Which one?
So when you go to sports games, you have a bunch of kids that play sports. There are two kinds of parents. The kinds that sit on the bleachers and just kind of show up with nothing. And the ones that come with camping chairs, a cooler, and a tumbler with a drink in it. Man, for years I was like, I'm not going to be that parent that comes with a camping chair. But I was at the store the other day. I saw a really nice camping chair on sale. I bought two of them, and now I'm that parent. I sit right behind home plate with a camping chair, my feet up on the fence, and I got a drink.
You've done it, though.
I mean, I started doing it now.
Is it worth it?
No. Oh, dude, it's so comfortable. I'm like, why haven't I done this? Why did I judge these people? This is how you watch a sports game.
What kind of parent are you?
I mean, I borrow camping chairs. I'm the parent that
borrow
shows.
Them?
Yeah. So I show up, and I stand, and then normally when my friends is like, hey, I got an extra chair. You want it? Thank you.
She stands awkwardly
wow.
next to the people in the chairs.
Yeah.
That's funny. His life goal is to win big in the lottery one day, but for now, he'll just continue giving us the bonehead story of the day. Here he is, Lunchbox.
This is supposed to be the best time of the year. Summer's right around the corner, which means bikini season. It means Sports Illustrated comes out with the swimsuit edition. Well, this year, I got a boycott. Can't watch, look at it. They put Martha Stewart, 81 years old, on the cover.
I saw the video.
We don't need grandma on the cover of a magazine.
Who says?
But do you
like,
know
put her
why
on the cover of AARP.
The swimsuit issue used to be a big thing because you couldn't find everything on the internet. Because you had to go and get the paper edition. And that just, you weren't able to find women in bikinis in a magazine unless you went even further down and you found women naked. So it was a big deal. But now you can see this easily everywhere. You look at women in bikinis every day on your computer.
Yeah, but these are women that I haven't seen in bikinis. Like, they got the gymnast from LSU. I won't be able to see it because I can't click on Martha Stewart in a bikini.
Ugh. She's not in a bikini, though.
Well,
she's
good.
She
should be
in one
piece.
She's in one piece.
Hey, she don't look bad either, dude.
You're right.
She's 81 years old.
She don't look bad.
I mean, 81?
81.
I don't want to see an 81-year-old in a swimsuit.
Well, then close your eyes on the front page.
Oh, man, like bad decisions, Sports Illustrated.
Okay, I don't think that they care. I think the fact that we're even talking about it, they win.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they put Martha Stewart on the cover there. Her fun fact last week included rupturing a blood vessel when holding in a sneeze. So the next time you need to let it out, don't be afraid to do so, please. This is Amy.
I have a neighbor that definitely hates me. Or maybe she doesn't like anybody in our neighborhood. I'm not quite sure, but definitely me. So my dog got out and went and was like over in her yard. And I guess her dog's inside was causing them to bark.
Was my wife at your house when this happened?
Yeah. No, that was a different day.
Oh, okay. Well, this must be happening a lot. Right. Okay, go ahead.
So here's the thing. My dog has been really bonkers the last month. I thought some of it was medication, and then we took her off the medication, but maybe some of it's still in her system. But yeah, that was awful. So she gets out and she goes over, and I can't get her. I can't get her to come to me, and I can't catch her. And she's over at this one neighbor's house, and their dogs bark, 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 bark. And then I hear this door open and a woman yell out, "Did you get your dog?" And then slams the door.
How did she say it?
I don't know. She just yelled. It was way louder than that, though. And I thought, oh my gosh, like my heart started racing because I don't want to upset my literal neighbor. And so I tried to get a car and I'm like, Clara, really, this is bad.
Did she run in the house?
No.
Their house or their yard?
She's inside. No, she's still in their yard. Finally, I get her. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go over and apologize. And I know she's home because she just opened the door to yell at me. And I go over and I ring the doorbell. She doesn't answer. So I'm like, maybe she didn't hear. So I knock really loud. She doesn't answer. I was like, I'll knock again. I knock again. She doesn't answer. She straight up ignored me at her door. When I know she's home, she
the
just...
The lights go out and you hear everybody, shh.
Oh, no.
Get on the floor. Get on the floor. She's like, we're not here.
So anyway,
She never answered, though, ever?
No.
Yeah, she didn't like you.
Oh.
She did not answer. So then I text our other neighbor and I'm like, hey, do you think there's a... How can I properly apologize? Do you have any experience? She goes, yeah, I've never really talked to her. And I'm like, okay.
So maybe it's not a you thing. Maybe the lady just doesn't like to get along with other people who have crazy dogs.
I definitely just want to apologize. But yeah, I mean, and I have to pat. It's awkward. Like, she's right by me.
Apology accepted by me for her. I accept this award in her honor. Because it ain't going to matter. She ain't going to like you anyway. Okay. Doesn't seem like she likes anybody. But you have had issues with neighbors everywhere you've gone.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, another lady came out and yelled at you and
thought, oh, you're too good to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't yell at me. She sent an email.
Right. Even worse.
Late night.
Yeah. Passive aggressive.
Even
and
worse.
She said, we're not, that one's not true.
We're just saying, there's just like, okay, I know, you're a great neighbor, I'm sure.
I am a good neighbor.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Ray, you're up, buddy.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he dropped chicken on the floor and ate it, all because he wanted to stay fit. Bobby Bones.
That's a weird rhyme.
I didn't hear a rhyme.
Ate it.
Ate it.
Stay fit.
Oh, ate it. Yeah, he's got to say it like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'd never met Zach Bryan before because he doesn't live in Nashville. Doesn't really do any interviews. We've tried to get together a couple times. Like, I've been invited to shows. Like, hey, Zach's here. He'll do an interview if you want to do one. He'd be happy to do one with you if you want to come to the show and I can't go or I just am lazy or tired. So, I never met him. So, Zach Bryan, by the way, is this guy here. So, really like his music. Don't know him. But I saw him in Dallas when we went to the ACMs or Frisco. He was just standing up at the front desk waiting, just waiting for something. It was early in the morning. He's half asleep. And I was like, ah, screw it. I'm just going to go up and say what's up. So, I go up and say, hey, man. Bye, Bones. Nice to meet you. Nicest dude. Like, couldn't have been nicer and kinder. Just, I guess, just hasn't been here. And I haven't been here. We just haven't... Because I thought, I don't know, maybe he's just cool. Too cool for me. I'm not that cool. But no, he's super nice. I said, what's going on? He goes, I don't know. Apparently, if you get something mailed here, they send it like 10 miles away. Then you got to wait for it. So he sat there for 15 minutes, just chilling, waiting for his package to get there. Nobody bothered him, but I sat with him for a minute, talked with him. Found it to be quite, you know, personable, delightful. And I recorded the whole thing on my phone. Okay, here's my interview.
No, I didn't.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. Lunchbox might do that.
I would.
But I would never do that. But I'm here to report. He was a really nice guy. I don't even know at first if he knew who I was. It was so early in the morning. He was just going to be nice to whomever came up to him. But then finally, I think it kind of set in. But good dude.
That's awesome.
One day, we'll make it happen.
All right.
Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, Bobby Bones. My husband and I thought it was best that our 20-year-old daughter lives at home while she's in college. But we've always insisted that she have some kind of job to pay for her own extracurricular activities. She worked in a clothing store for her first year, but then she quit so she could spend more time becoming an influencer. She apparently was making some money at it because she doesn't ever ask us for money, but I feel like she's missing out on the real world experience that a job would provide. Am I right that she should get a real job? Or should I butt out while she finds her own way? Thanks. I know it sounds weird, but if you can make money being an influencer, that is a real job. It's when a kid goes, I want to be a YouTube star. And the parent's like, Dad, it's not a real job. If somebody would have told me after I said, I want to be on the radio and TV, they'd have been like, no. People where we live work at the mill. If people would have shut me down, they thought I was so crazy. They didn't shut me down. They definitely didn't tell me I could do it, but they just let me be crazy. I'm very thankful for that. But no, if she's making money at it, that's a job. I mean, if it's not OnlyFans, that's a different kind of influencing. But yeah, you should butt out. If she's able to do something on social media, she's influencing, she's getting paid by brands, she's getting paid by whatever it is, as long as it's legal, and you butt out. She got a job. That's a job. Yeah. She got a job. You told her to get a job, she got a job. Also, what do you mean you're going to... You insisted she live at home at 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chunking the deuces. As soon as I got enough money influencing, I'm going to get my own place. First of all, I would not insist anymore that she live there. If you want to allow her to, I think that's great because she's saving money. But insisting at 20, and then I would say that seems a little controlling, but you're also asking, should you make her get a different job than she has? That also feels, maybe it's just hug a little lighter. Because these are hugs. These are caring thoughts. But maybe hug just a little lighter and let her know if she needs a harder hug, you will give it to her. But yes, that's absolutely a job. Let her go influence away. And I feel good about that, Amy.
I agree. I think she'll find her way as well. And as long as she's making money at that. And then if that goes away, she can navigate a different route. And she can learn certain...
She can go to OnlyFans then.
But you can learn things. Like she could learn, I'm a salesperson. Or I know I like this. Or I can put this outfit together.
It is a real job, though.
Yeah.
You have to think. You have to produce. Mm-hmm. You have to have people engage. That's a job. Thank you. The end. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I told you guys Bed Bath & Beyond was going out of business. And so I guess they're doing liquidation.
Yeah, everything's got to go.
You went?
I went. I wanted to go check it out. Wanted to get all the deals. And I walk in. It's a sad sight, guys. Mm. The shelves are half empty. The employees, all their heads are down.
Are there any beds?
There is like... half the stuff. So half the shelves.
Any baths?
What?
What about the Beyond?
Any Beyond?
I was like, beds. I don't remember seeing any beds.
So that's crazy. All the employees' heads were down?
Like they were just like walking around like, no need to help you because I'm not going to have a job either way. So they were like.
Oh, they were that sad.
Yeah, I feel like they were real sad. Like it wasn't a joyful, like it felt like a funeral. And you walk in, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get such great deals. It's only 10% off. Like, hello, you're going out of business. Let's go 50%.
Well, maybe they're still selling stuff, though, so they don't have to mark it all the way down.
No. Here's the problem. Oh. They mark everything all the way up because you guys talk about this thing called an air fryer. It's like, I'm going to go in and get me an air fryer. Let's go. Going to get a great deal. They got it for sale for $190.
Well, that must be a really, really nice air fryer.
Well, I look online. You can get it for $90.
Same one.
So
No chance.
They marked it up?
There's no...
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're closing. We've lost so much money. Let's double the prices of everything and get back to even, and we'll call it a day.
Never heard of that.
That's not the truth. It can't possibly be the truth.
Are you sure you were looking at the right tag?
Are you sure you're looking at the right air fryer?
Yeah.
Online?
I went on Amazon and typed in the exact same one.
And you're telling me. It was $90 for the one on Amazon, $190 at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes. I'll pull out the picture so Mike can Google it and make sure I'm not crazy.
No, you're crazy anyway. But still, you have a picture of the one from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yep. That's it, Mike. Look it up. See how much you can get it for on Amazon.
He's so forceful with his direction.
Well, hey, idiot.
No.
Google this.
No. You guys call me the idiot, so no. I get offended when I know I'm right.
I don't think anybody said idiot. We just didn't believe it because that's not common. We're like, wow.
I mean, that's maybe why they're going out of business.
Because they're more...
Yeah. Because they have it for a crazy price at their store, and I can go online and buy it for $100 cheaper.
And you're sure the tag said $190?
Yes.
You have a picture of the tag?
Let me see.
Okay.
Hold on.
Because we're just believing you if that's the case.
No, because I went in there because I had gift cards to Bed Bath & Beyond, and the last day you could use them was May 8th.
Oh, wow.
For the kind that you're looking at, the Pro Plus, the
Power XL.
Power XL Vortex. There's a difference. There's a $97 one, but there's also a $189 one.
This is the 10 quart.
Yes, but this is there's two different. They're both 10 quarts. There is a difference though in a $97 one and the $187 one.
Oh,
well, there you go. Problem solved.
Yeah. Yes, but I do see they do look very similar.
Very similar. So yes, I was just shocked that It's only 10% off. And then I thought, okay, they're marking everything up to make you think you're getting a deal.
Yeah.
But man, guys, if you want to go and get something, you better hurry because they're not restocking those shelves. And it's just like a desert out there. Tumbleweeds going across.
A desert.
Oh. Yeah. Deserted.
So right, should Lunchbox apologize to...
Well, I just think I BBB. Can see where they're very similar, but they do look the same, brand. There's just a difference in one of them, where one's 97 and one's 189.
Yeah, and I don't know when the store's closing.
What you should do, they should match prices. Take a picture of the $89 one in and be like, I can get this for $89 here and see if they match you that.
I wonder if they still do that.
It's probably lawless in there. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, see, that's
you
what
can,
I'm saying. If
you
I'm
can steal, murder.
If I'm an employee, I'd just be like, just take it. Just like, just go ahead and have it.
Maybe you'll get a job there real quick. Then.
Like, I mean, like, what difference does it make? Like, you really want me to check you out or you just want to walk out? It doesn't matter.
Who gives
like,
a crap, right? Their heads are hanging anyway.
Yeah, their heads are hanging. Like, we ain't got nothing to do.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Her name's Ashley Adams. She graduated from Texas Lutheran University over the weekend. Big deal. Everybody's there. Parents there. Your grandparents there. Except what was cool was they graduated with her. Not just watching it. Yeah, after completing her education degree, while her mom worked on her master's degree, her dad, a retired Army veteran, graduated with a business major at the same time. I mean, they and here's the picture of all of them together. And a little bit, the daughter's got to be like, this is my day.
Yeah, a little bit, for sure.
Like, I mean, it's super cool. That's really cool that everybody's back. And the grandparents are there with them. No, I do. I think it's really amazing that the parents went back, too, to continue their education if that's what's important to them. But the daughter's like, yay. But,
yeah, and was her college experience, like, with her parents?
I don't think they didn't dorm together.
Can you imagine? it's 1 a.m. You're at a frat party? Excuse me?
Dad, you just got home?
But, or why is Dad doing a keg stand? I'm so embarrassed. So, congratulations to Ashley Adams and her whole family. Like, they made it a priority of education, and they did it all together, and I love to see it. But her grandparents, I think, also went back later in life and graduated as well.
Wow.
So that's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to the game of the day. We're going to play Fictional TV Towns. I'll give you the name of Fictional TV Town. All you have to do is give me the TV show. Okay. For example, Tree Hill, North Carolina.
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I don't want to be
anything. You know I love to get an example.
Right now.
Lunchbox, he's on the starting blocks when it's like, here's an example. Everybody's still kind of relaxed.
Yeah, just an intimidation factor.
He's ready
guys.
To go. I'm going to put Lisa on real quick. Lisa's our listener. Lisa, you can pick Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie. Who's better at naming fictional TV towns? If they win, you win. What do you got, Lisa?
Eddie.
Yeah. Mr. Game Winner. They call him MGW.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. And I'll tell you, I didn't know that example, though. Whew, I would have gotten that one wrong.
You have time to hear it before he screamed it.
That's true.
Yeah, here we go. There are seven of these. We're keeping score.
All right.
Number one, Dillon, Texas. What TV show is based in Dillon, Texas?
I'm in.
In for the win.
Amy.
Friday Night Lights.
Lunchbox.
Friday Night Lights.
Eddie.
Friday Night Lights.
Correct.
So good.
1 point.
So good.
So good.
For everybody. Never watched it.
You'd love it, dude.
You need to go watch
it.
It's homework.
Next up. Springfield.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Simpsons.
Lunchbox?
The Simpsons.
Eddie?
The Simpsons.
Correct. Nice job. Everybody's 100% so far. Still easy. Bikini Bottom.
What?
Bikini Bottom.
I'm in.
Bikini Bottom?
This is the worst game possum.
I know, dude. Come on, stop.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop.
There's only one show that could beat that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that right. Only one show. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean.
He's getting so bad at
he's
this.
He's just George Jones of trivia.
I'm trying to think possum. Of what possum. Else could it be? Baywatch?
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Baywatch. I don't know what it is. That's the only. Yeah.
That's because
they wear bikinis.
Bikini Bottom on Baywatch.
I was just
can you imagine being a lifeguard at Bikini Bottom Beach?
Wow.
That'd be cool.
So I'm saying, I have no idea.
Amy, Eddie.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've never seen that.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you think he overcommitted to possum? Now we call him out so he misses it on purpose to throw him off of all future possums? Yeah.
Literally never seen that show.
Now, that's a strategy. I did not think you would go next level like that, Lunchbox. But that's
no, see, guys, I don't play possum. Yeah. I really had no idea. You oh, see? Man.
You're dedicated.
Cape Side, Massachusetts.
The what?
Cape Side, Massachusetts. The fictional town on what TV show?
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, oh, oh.
No, you already said in.
Can I change it?
If you said you're in, you're in.
Okay, fine.
Original answer, Eddie.
Outer Banks.
Lunchbox.
Dawson's Creek.
Amy.
Gossip Girl.
And Lunchbox is back in it with Dawson's Creek.
Let's go. Respect Pacey.
Wow, he's back in. He tied it up. Wow.
So his strategy did pay off.
No, I would be in the lead.
Amazing.
I'd be in the lead.
Hey, they're playing checkers. You're playing 3D chess.
Wow, oh, man.
Do they own it, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Hey, you guys are just haters because I'm good.
The Mayberry, possum. North Carolina.
What?
You heard what I said.
She's playing possum.
That's not possum.
That's not possum.
That's not possum.
Yeah, it is. She didn't hear it. I'm like, she doesn't know. Like, she's shocked by that town.
Mayberry, North Carolina. An answer. Everybody in?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Andy Griffith Show?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Lunchbox.
Andy Griffith Show. I mean,
Eddie?
Andy Griffith Show. There needs to be a rule about possum.
We just can't prove possum.
Sure you were.
All right, next up. Hawkins, Indiana. There are three left. Hawkins, Indiana.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Dang it. Don't come to me first. Okay. I'm in.
Amy?
70 show?
Lunchbox?
Parks and Rec.
Dang.
Eddie?
That's Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is correct.
Oh.
Eddie takes the lead.
Wow!
Last one, Mike.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Oh, man.
Pawnee, Indiana.
Wow.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm going to tell you, that's some bad acting. This caught some bad acting. Big whiff of it. Lunchbox?
I'm so mad right now. Because you know that I gave away the answer on the last one.
And he did the whole...
No, he did.
He knew it. Go ahead.
It's Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Golly.
Eddie.
Lisa. Let's go, Parks and Rec.
Wow, Amy.
I gave it to him.
Writing something down right now.
Amy.
I gave it to him.
You're writing a diary journal.
Did you know that if I wouldn't have guessed Parks and Rec on the last one?
Go ahead.
No!
70 show.
If I wouldn't have guessed
our
on the
winner,
last
Eddie,
one.
MGW. Wow. Somebody get him a big... Big chain. This is MGW.
That'd be legit.
Mr. Game winner.
Wow.
Lisa, you won. Eddie won. You got you a Sonic gift card.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, how do you feel?
Great.
That's right. Eddie, how does she feel?
Lisa feels good.
She feels so good. All right. Lisa, stay on the phone. We're going to get you a prize. Eddie, nice job.
Come on.
Dang.
Hey, get that chain, dude. I'll
MGW.
Wear it.
I'm not buying you a chain.
Hey, everywhere I go.
He doesn't even win that many games. He does win most games. No, he does most games.
Usually, the only game he doesn't win is when I play.
No,
well, maybe
wrong.
I'm the MGW.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should get me a chain. Lunchbox, did you happen to run into Amy's sister when you guys were in Texas?
Oh, yeah, I did see her. I mean,
why are you acting like that?
Like, I don't know. She was in VIP, and I'm like, this girl doesn't deserve to be here. And
okay, here's the backstory for everybody. Amy's sister and her husband have a show on HGTV called Building Roots. It was its first season, then renewed for a second.
Might as well be called Poopy Poop.
Okay, I wonder if they thought about it.
Poopy Poop.
See how mature he is? And he wonders why producers are like, oh.
So he had two huge holes in his roof, and he just waited to get them fixed by the TV show.
Yeah, because they told me I was going to be the A segment on their show. They were like, oh my gosh, you're a perfect A segment. They were stringing me along.
Why didn't they pick him?
And then they ghosted me.
He did meet with producers. I don't think Lunchbox realizes that the homes on HGTV, even if they're part of the project and being featured and they're the A storyline, it's an investment from the homeowner. HGTV doesn't pay.
Yeah, I told you I'd take
every
a loan.
Project that airs. So, I mean, there's certain deals you might get or whatnot, depending on the project, but the homeowner's paying. And Lunchbox, he doesn't want to pay.
He's acting like...
No, I said I would take a loan. I'm telling you.
You're saying that to us.
They ghosted me.
No. You're saying that to us. What did you say to them?
I told them I'd pay for it. Okay. I said, let's go. A story. I'm like, great. They said Amy would be a B. I'm like, yeah, she is kind of a B level.
But I don't understand. I'm just hearing two different versions. Is he not telling the truth?
Listen, I don't know. It seems like he has a different version of everything.
Okay, fair enough. So he did not get picked to go on the show, and he's been holding it against Amy and Amy's sister, especially ever since. So I heard you ran into her. Lunchbox, your version of that story, how'd it go?
I just went up to her. I was like, oh, there's that girl that's on that crappy TV show on HGTV. You know, what are you doing up here? We should get you out of here. Yeah, you don't want to. I don't know why you wouldn't cast me. You guys really messed up. Missed your opportunity.
And that was it?
Yeah.
Amy, what's your version of that?
Okay, he did say to her that they messed up. And they're missing out. However, he'd like another shot at another interview.
Oh, he begged?
He went and begged for another interview.
He said, look, no. I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, is there going to be a season 3? Because I know you're already doing season 2.
What are you going to do? Kick a hole in the wall?
Yeah.
He's like,
I think I got it squared away. Like, I'll pay for it. My family will be involved. Because that was another thing, too. He's so private about his family.
I thought he said he'd already paid for it. So why is he saying he'd pay for it now?
That's his story.
Go ahead.
Also, Lunchbox is so private about his family, but then suddenly when they were like, we want your family to be a part of it, I don't know that he also saw that part. I think he just wanted it to be him. Mm-hmm. His house, just him. And so
I live here by myself.
A little bachelor.
Anyway, it's sort of shifted. And I think to me, or from what I heard from my sister, it's like he was positioning himself to do a different pitch and to woo producers this time.
But then why do you keep calling it poopy poop? Why do you keep slamming it if you want another shot?
Look, I mean, if they want to come crawling back, I'm
They don't need to crawl back.
Like he's crawling
if
back.
If they want to, what do you call them, gobble? If they
grovel.
If they want to grovel,
yeah,
I'm willing to give people a second chance.
That's the only way you'd be on the show is if they beg you back.
Yep.
Okay, you're right. He's doing two whole stories here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Someone burns you. Like, it's like, can I trust him again? But in this world, it's all about forgiveness and giving people a second chance. So I'm willing to give them a second chance if they want to, you know, talk to me again and put me on the show.
Poopy poop. That show.
Yeah, poopy poop.
Okay.
But then it'll be turned into greatness.
I do think Lunchbox would be good for it.
I agree. But producers, I mean, obviously they weren't having a good day or they were.
Obviously you didn't want to pay for it like everybody else. And then you didn't want to put your family on there like everybody else.
I'm just saying, if they want to grovel.
I'm just saying. That's it. Okay, so that happened. Okay.
Yeah, that happened. Good.
What happened with Jordan Davis?
What do you mean?
At the festival. Did you take something
of his? No, I didn't take something of his. I came up with a new business idea.
So you didn't take a set list of his?
No, I did. And I got him to sign it.
But I just said, what did you take? And you said nothing.
But it wasn't his. It was just sitting there.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, it wasn't like his personal one. And I said, man, a light bulb went off. Bobby's always like...
Where was it sitting now?
On the stage.
Got it.
And so I was like, a light bulb moment. And I was like, this is a business. Bobby's always saying, hey, you always got to be thinking about new businesses and pitch them. And it's called selling signed...
Do I always say that? Go ahead.
Selling signed set lists. So you go to these concerts with these artists and you get the set list from that night. You get them to sign it. And then boom, we put it on eBay. And I got Jordan Davis's set list and I got him to sign it. Like, he came off the stage and I got him. I cornered him.
He did corner him.
And I mean, I got him to sign it.
Yeah, but that happens a lot on eBay.
Isn't that like memorabilia?
Yeah. But that's our business.
That's selling signed.
But you're gonna go to all these concerts?
Yeah.
And it's all wrinkled.
And how are you gonna get them?
Boom. Jordan Davis signed it. I haven't got audio of him signing it, so there's proof.
Yeah.
And we will film.
What's the audio?
No, it's me. Hey, Jordan Davis, can I get you to sign this? And we'll put it up on Instagram.
I think Jordan thought it was for charity, though.
That's all right. He can think that all he wants. We'll give 2% to charity.
2%.
How much are you selling it for?
I don't know how you're going to get all these set lists, though. You had access to the stage because you're working.
Yeah,
normally
exactly.
You don't.
I'm backstage pretty much every concert I go to.
That's not true.
I like the idea. I'm out of this business idea.
What?
I don't want to be a part of this one.
Or I get in cahoots with the artist. Like, I'm like, hey.
Cahoots.
Like, hey, man, I know you got a concert tonight in Denver. Can you send me the signed set list?
Like, who would you be able to ask that to?
Everyone that comes in this room. Every single artist that comes in this room.
You don't talk to any of the artists.
You never. I will. You're doing crossword puzzles the whole time.
But I will. I mean, if I got business on the line, businessman making business deals trying to get that money, you got to start talking.
Why not just have them make a set list here and sign it here?
There you go.
I'm not saying that. We're not going to do that, Scuba Steve.
Oh, that's a good idea, Scuba.
No.
Tell them when they're coming in, they need to bring a signed set list. But I also think it's cool, like, if someone's in, you know, Minot, North Dakota or whatever.
Minot?
No, it's Minot. Minot? I don't know.
Don't argue it's one thing to change it right after that. Go ahead.
But let's say they're at that show and it has the name of the city on the set list.
Yeah.
They're more inclined to pay more money for
it. Then you could print out 20 of them with all the cities on the tour here.
But that's not authentic.
Yeah, I want to be authentic sized.
Yeah.
Authentic sized.
Okay.
So I think it's a great business.
Yeah.
And so I'm about to put the Jordan Davis one up for sale. He sang songs like World Spins, Singles.
No, hold on. Do that again. So tell me the name of the full songs that he sings. Go ahead.
World Spins.
That's not the name of the song.
Singles.
That's not the name of the song either.
Slow Dance.
Nope.
Next Thing.
Nope.
Maybes.
No.
Take It.
No. Tell me.
Dirt.
Give me the real songs.
That's what it says on his set list.
I don't know, but what's the first one?
World Spins.
What's that song he's playing there?
I don't know.
What, My World Spins Around?
I don't know. I don't know that song.
Okay. What's the next one?
Singles. Oh, If He Singles You Up.
Boom. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that really him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good. Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Which was labeled a slow dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next Thing. Don't know that one.
Next Thing You Know.
Never heard it.
Yeah, he played here in the studio. Go ahead.
Maybes. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't
Almost
know.
Maybes. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it an image?
Yeah. Almost Maybes.
Mm-hmm. Take It. Take It or Leave It.
Take It From Me.
Take It From Me if you want a t-shirt.
Okay, and then Dirt. I know that one. It's By Dirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got
Imagine
it right
if
here.
We got Luke to sign it too.
Oh, wow.
Why would I have Luke sign it?
Dang, and Luke was there.
Dirt.
You missed out.
They did
out.
By Dirt together.
Yeah. Oh, Luke's on that song?
Uh-huh.
Dang. But yeah. He wasn't part of the set list.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
And it says Saturday, May 13th, everything. Like, it has everything. That's what I'm saying.
You can print all that off, too. Just do it for every show. Just print off the city.
But this is legit.
Okay.
So if anybody, I'm going to put it up for sale on eBay.
Okay, thank you.
How do they find you on eBay?
Don't worry about it. I ain't sharing that crap.
Selling storage units.
Okay, here's Tabitha from Indiana.
Hey, Bobby, I've got a show recommendation for you. I feel like we have very similar tastes in shows, and this one is great. I know you'll love it. It is called From, and you can watch it on Prime. It's really great. Kind of got that apocalyptic feel a little bit. I really think you'll love it. But FYI, not suitable for children. Very, very gory.
I'll check it out. From. Why are we naming shows such generic words now? Oh, you guys got to check out the new show, The... Wait, what?
If.
The, yeah. Huh? That's the new show. What's it called? Huh? No. What's the new? Huh. It's a whole who's on first routine. Huh? So, okay. It's a 89% audience score, 96% critic score. Wow, it's pretty good. I may have to check that out. That is From. It's the show's from, called From. Yeah, no, that's where? What I'm saying. It's the show's okay. Called From. Yes, thank you, Tabitha.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, this is awesome. Amazon will pay you $10 if you just go pick up your packages instead of having them delivered to your house.
They're paying us to be the delivery person to us.
Interesting.
Yes.
It's all come full circle, guys. We used to have to do that anyway back in the old days, and now we're getting paid to do what we used to do back in the old days.
How far is this place?
It depends. Like, it might be a Whole Foods if that's near you, or an Amazon packing center. Like, they have different areas where you can pick it up.
They're going to pay us to go get our own groceries.
I love it.
Or other items, because Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. So I was thinking I might order like a shirt and go pick it up at Whole Foods.
What if we grab somebody else's and drop it off on the way?
Nice. Side business.
I don't know. I don't know if you get
That's
paid
good
for
stuff,
that.
Dude.
They already have that too.
Apparently this isn't even new, but now it's just spreading because Amazon
pay us to take a clothes hanger and make an antenna on top of our TV and get TV that way. It's everything old now they want to pay us to do again.
Wow.
Yeah, they've sent out some emails letting people know, like, hey, this is an option, and now it's starting to catch on.
It comes Pony Express news of that they'll pay you to go do. That's crazy. They're going to pay you to get your own groceries. Okay, what else you got?
An Alabama bill that is in the works could make forgetting to scan a self-checkout item a felony, which...
That's stupid.
Well...
A felony?
Okay, well, you could say, dear...
Lunchbox robbed a store on the air once. Didn't even get a felony for that.
Alabama State Representative Prince Chestnut?
His name's Prince Chestnut. That is for sure a character from a Disney story. This has got to be a joke, yes?
No. H,
Prince Chestnut? No. Again, even more of a character.
No, I think this is the name of the bill. HB 288. Okay. It could make it a felony if you steal a shopping cart, if you steal a candy bar, and then the big one is if you forget to scan something in your cart at self-checkout, could get you 20 years in prison.
What? Yes.
Well, I've done that, but I went
back. The decision makers that are running this country at times, I don't have a lot of faith in. It's one of those times. This will never be a felony. A lot of people forget, or they think, I thought I've scanned stuff before, and I'm, did that go in? Did that scan?
Yeah.
Or an Apple. I will scan an Apple. Mm-hmm. You got to call somebody over. That's dumb. That'll never pass. I think too many people are just stealing stuff at self-checkouts. They just got to create a better rule instead of 20 years in the big house.
Yeah. The Retail Crime Prevention Act.
Death penalty.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, okay.
Luke Combs taught Ed Sheeran how to shotgun a beer. So the ad posted it on Instagram. Here's a clip.
By the way, for context, Luke is, what's his shooting?
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Luke is teaching me how to shotgun a beer.
You want to be mindful of where your top is, because once that opens, beer's coming out of that if it's pointing at the ground. All right, counts down.
3, 2, 1.
That's really impressive.
It feels like he's teaching him how to shoot a gun. Like, you gotta be mindful where the where you're aimed. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to make sure it's not. 3, 2. I mean, it also feels like that lesson could be used with firearms. But I saw Luke and Ed together at the ACMs. I mean, Ed's always super cool, super nice, like normal as could be. And Luke did 2 songs in a row. He did his song, and then he came out on the Ed song right after. And I was with Luke right after that. I was like, what do you do in that minute and a half between songs? And he's like, catch your breath, walk out, get re-nervous because you have to go sing with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And Luke has to sing that song up an octave, he said, because Ed sings higher than he does. Mm. And so try to get yourself in the right space to go from to and it's not that drastic, wow. But that.
Well, he did it. That performance was awesome.
That's right. It was. Yes.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Moore family from Buffalo, New York have been fostering kids for years, but 5 years ago, they got a little girl named Cece. She was 2 months old when they fostered her, and man, she was at the house for 1,954 days until they can officially adopt her. Now she's permanently part of that family. And the story really doesn't go into what took so long, but I imagine
COVID had to be a part of it, right?
COVID probably. See, I fostered up my kids for 3 years, and that was COVID. But
thousand days. It's been 1,000 days since Eddie got all his kids.
But there's so many variables. Like, sometimes, you know, some of the family members come out and they'll be like, oh, we'll take them. And then they have to do this process and they wait for like 6 months. Then they fail tests and then they got to start all over.
If an aunt and uncle would have come out with your sons.
Yeah.
And said.
Which they did.
And said, we want them. What? It's aunt and uncle. It's not mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But it's aunt and uncle. But you've had them for, I don't know, say a year at this point. Who wins?
So the aunt and uncle probably has priority, but they've got to, I mean, prove that they have a full-time job. They got to pass drug tests.
So if they can't prove it, that's... Okay, so what if it's like a third cousin and the mailman?
Ooh, that's tough.
Okay, then that's where it starts to be this...
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Got it. So after... How many days again?
It was 1,000, almost 2,000. It was almost 2,000 days.
5 years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Crazy. So now that's, if they got her a baby though, it's like that's all the baby knows is
exactly. Apparently.
That's like your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
You got him as a baby.
We had to tell him the other day that he didn't come from mommy's belly. Because he asked. He was like, oh my God. Well, I can't believe I came from your belly. And my wife's like, oh, I guess I got to tell him right here. And he was like, okay.
I came from her. Wow. Did you say come from another part of her body?
No.
Oh. Because I'd have freaked out. But like, oh, I mean, yeah. Came from her elbow. Great story. Love that they stayed committed and finally were able to adopt her. That's great. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.